Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
And now to some good news to finish up the show this Friday evening. And a few weeks ago on Drive Time, we spoke to solicitor Andrea Martin about efforts to secure refugee status for a group of young female athletes from Afghanistan who were at risk of persecution by the Taliban. The women are part of a group called Ascend Athletics, which has been developing Afghan girls' physical fitness and community leadership training for the past several years. And Andrea joins us now with an update on her efforts. And Andrea, what has happened?
Well, it's like a miracle. The visas have been granted, visas for 20 of these young women to come and restart their lives in Ireland. And it is just such, I think we can all be proud of Ireland. It's just been astonishing. The goodwill we've experienced along the way has been extraordinary. And the visas were issued in record time. It's a bit of a miracle.
Yeah, that's really wonderful news, and wonderful news for them as well. Can you just remind us a little bit about these women and why was it that they were at such risk?
These women have been taking part in a program that was being run by an amazing American woman in Kabul. Her name is Marina Legree, and she set up an organization in 2014 to train Afghan women in physical fitness, develop their confidence and develop their leadership skills through mountaineering. So they really broke the glass ceiling in Afghanistan by becoming mountaineers. There was a film made about their activities as well. But because they were such role models, they were particular targets for the Taliban, because they're almost a threat because they have achieved so much and shown what women can do. They're also Hazara from the Shia minority that are persecuted by the Taliban. So they were a particular risk then. 16 and 33, and now two of them are going to come and live in Ireland. We're absolutely thrilled. Can I tell you what we're looking for them?
And absolutely, no, and I do want to hear that. But before we move on to that, how have they managed since the Taliban took over? Do they have to go into hiding, or what have they been doing?
They are in hiding. They're hiding their hiking boots. Some of them are absolutely terrified because the Taliban have been out searching their homes, have been looking for them. Some of them have moved out of Kabul and are in safe haven within Afghanistan, some outside Afghanistan already. The issue of these visas means that it will be possible, all going well, to get these, with the women who are still in Afghanistan, out of Afghanistan to a point, possibly in Pakistan, from which they can fly to Ireland.
Okay. So are they on their way yet?
They will be. The final list was confirmed yesterday. And as soon as we say we've got the accommodation and we can get the visas out to Pakistan, they will be on the move.
So tell us then about what needs to be in place for them to arrive safely here. You're looking for accommodation firstly. What type of housing will be suitable?
Well, for the Dublin group, we've divided into two groups. For the Dublin group, they're all single women. We're going to try and keep them together. What we're looking for is a building in or close to Dublin with 10 bedrooms, a kitchen and two communal living rooms that are close to public transport. And we'd like that for 3 to 6 months. And after that, probably around Christmas, we'd very much like to find 2, 3 or 4 bedroom houses that could be rented to accommodate them. In Galway, they have short-term accommodation arrangements made until just before Christmas. So what we're looking for there is in or around Galway City, two or three bedroom houses, and possibly an apartment for one small family.
So if people want to help out then, how do they get involved, or how do they do you have to qualify in some way to help out? Do you have to go through some checks, or how does it all work?
Absolutely not. We are, well, at the moment, obviously, we're very careful about these women. We want to protect them. But we have received a lot of offers to help, and contact can be made with us through our Friends of Ascend, A-S-C-E-N-D, Friends of Ascend Facebook page, which was set up in the last few days. I can be contacted through that page also.
And is it particularly then, obviously, housing and accommodations is what you're looking for. Is there anything else they need, you know, in terms of clothing or technology?
They were looking for winter jackets, hiking boots, clothes, pots and pans for when they set up on their own. The response has been absolutely amazing. English teachers, some of them have good English, some of them have no English at all. If there are Farsi speakers, particularly in Galway, who could act as translators, that's an Afghan form of Persian, who could volunteer to help translate for them in Galway, that would be excellent. We've been approached by people who are interested in mountaineering, hill walking, who might take them out and befriend them and help them keep up their mountaineering skills. So anybody, our updates are on our Facebook page all the time, and the response already has been absolutely wonderful.
I presume, Andrea, that they've had to leave family, will they? They'll be leaving behind a lot of loved ones.
I can only imagine that it must be like the old Irish wake that we hear of back in the 1840s, and my heart breaks thinking of mothers needing to say goodbye to a daughter as young as 16 and not knowing when she'll see her again. I think there will be some heartbreak and some broken hearts that come to Ireland, and I hope we can help some way towards mending them, but it is going to be very, very painful for them.
And how are they sort of on that basis, not just leaving family, but what they've gone through in the last couple of weeks, hiding out from the Taliban, and then this huge emotional tug of leaving home, physically and psychologically, how are they holding up?
They've been very scared. We get reports through Marina of how they're doing. They're very scared, but they are excited now that there's a possibility for this fear to end and to get out and start again. But some, even one or two of them were actually, they couldn't face the break and opted to stay in Afghanistan and face what would happen. One of them did. She's expecting a baby and she didn't feel she was up to it. But the others are very, very anxious to restart their lives. So I imagine they feel a mix of heartbreak and excitement. The wonderful thing is that they're young. They have an opportunity to start their lives. They're young. All of them are intelligent. All of them have proved themselves to be determined and motivated. And I think that's going to stand them in very good stead in their new lives in Ireland.
And just finally then, Andrea, for the women who are left behind, and obviously there's very, very, very many of them, what is it like on the ground for them now?
I have my main contact is with the Ascend women, but if there's one word that comes through time and time and time again, it's terrified. And I really hope that in time, the Friends of Ascend can extend our activities beyond helping just our sisters from the Ascend Athletics Group, and that we can expand more into supporting women in Afghanistan and supporting Afghan women refugees who come to Ireland.
Okay, that is certainly a step in the right direction, Andrea. And thank you very much for joining us to share the story. And as you said, if people want to help out, it's friendsofascend.ie, is that right?
Friends of Ascend Facebook page. We're getting ourselves organised. We don't have the domain name yet.
Friends of Ascend Facebook page. Andrea Martin, thank you very much for joining us.